Messiah. He is Rick Righteous.
Tonight, you are about to witness history as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Absolutely Real, puts his belt on the line against me.
He is known north of the border as the Canadian Wrestle God, and is your reigning and defending eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. There is only one, Absolutely Real.
Righteous is making a desperation cover. One, two, you son of a bitch, McLean. Three, my God.
My show, my danger zone. I make the rules.
Dennis makes his son into a cross. He's starting off the rope. Suicide splash through the plate glass and crushing Mike Johnson into the canvas. There's no way in hell Johnson's going to kick out from that impact. One, two, three, that's it. It's over. Johnson, a standing ovation! The thousands of people in attendance here are all chanting, thank you, Mike! Thank you, Mike, and I don't blame him! Sorber is now shaking out the cobwebs with Spectre hiding right by my ringside table. Hey, Spectre! Hey, this isn't your match! What are you doing out here? Sorber doesn't know what's happening inside the ring, and he's dropping down to both knees. The referee can barely see. He's pounding the canvas, not like this! One, two, three, my God, I don't believe it! Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos, otherwise known as a man without fear, has captured the WWA Television Championship!
What the hell do you think you're doing? What the hell do you think you're doing? You can't do this to me! You can't rob me of my...
He just applied the crippler crossface to an already knocked out Dallas Alba! What the hell is the referee doing? No! No! Dirty's calling for the bell, my God! Has just been fired! Hart scoops the arm of the champion over his head and yanking up on the tights! Oh, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! One, two, three! Do you believe in miracles? Well, I do, because Derek Parks has just become the brand new WWA Heavyweight Champion! The referee is just calling for the bell, and my God! Lee Real has just joined the Elite! He has just won the 2006 Grinder! Promo machine, and believe it or not, as you saw from the footage right before we went on the air, Absolutely Real has escaped our pay-per-view with his very first Grinder win, and as shocked as I was, he retained his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt, but tonight, Lee Rio will have to summon the strength that once again resides deep within his soul, because in his path is a man who is close to setting a record for the most world title reigns here in WWA, and that man is the Messiah, Rick Righteous. On a more somber note, since we last saw you in March, we have been struck by some very tragic news. Fans, the eWrestling.org family, as you already know, is sad to announce the passing of our WWA Heavyweight Champion, Derek Cheapshot Parks. It was no secret that Derek Parks was not only a champion inside the ring, but he was also a champion in the fans' heart and on the NASCAR circuit in a freak accident. Mr. Parks lost control over his eWrestling.org car and collided into a wall. Tonight, eWrestling.org would like to dedicate this entire show to our fallen friend and wish him and his family nothing but the best in this very hard time that they must be going through. We will all miss you, Derek, more than you will ever know, because in this crazy business that we call professional wrestling, you always took the time, at least to listen to me, and you always took the time to help the others, the fans, the guys in the back, and anyone who sought you out. And Matt, my friend, is very rare. But in light of this horrible tragedy, Mr. Petit has declared that the WWE Heavyweight Championship belt that Mr. Parks held right before his untimely death has been declared vacant. Mr. Petit also promised that he will crown a new champion right here tonight before we go off the air. In honor of Derek Parks, Mr. Petit has also stated that DCP will join La Sombra and a wrestler to be announced later this month into our eWrestling.org Hall of Fame. As the entire eWrestling.org family comes out onto the ramp, you can see them all from left to right. Let's go to the ring so that we may honor Derek Parks with the ringing of the bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to ask you all to rise as we pay tribute to the career and life of Derek Cheapshot Parks by ringing the bell 10 times.
I don't know how else to describe it other than this is such a somber moment right now in WWA. And you know what? I'm just not sure what kind of performance these guys are capable of putting together here for you tonight on Superstars. But if I know the guys in the back, like I think I do, they're not going to wrestle tonight for themselves. Instead, they're going to wrestle for Derek Cheapshot Parks so that DCP may live one more time inside our hearts and inside that WWA ring. Speaking of inside the ring, I've just been informed that it's time for our eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Petit, to come down to the ringside area so that we may all learn what his plans are for the WWA Heavyweight Championship. Wow, can you believe it, folks? For the first time since he opened his doors in 1999, Mr. Petit has forgone his white Armani suit, and look at this. He's come out to the ring dressed in all black from head to toe. Hold on, Johnny Cash. I wonder what kind of line our eWrestling.org owner plans to walk.
It's me, it's me. It's the B-M-O-C and the High Wrestling Planet. Infected breath, able to leave us sexually excited. Rick Righteous in a single bound. It's a bird. It's a plane, baby. It's the most prolific and tamest in the world today. Welcome to our home. Welcome to our show. And in the name of Derek Parks, God bless his soul. Welcome to Sunday Superstars. Him. But right here in my hands is the title belt that DCP left to me before leaving Kissimmee, Florida. As you can imagine, deciding what to do with this belt has become a heavy burden on my soul, and it has been one of the most difficult tasks I have ever taken on. Not only because it was given to me by the hands of DCP, but because the person who gets this belt will roster, I looked through the names of the man who I felt deserved this belt. And I gotta tell you people something that these men I'm about to mention, the standouts here in WWE, they're my cornerstones. They're my pillars of support. First up, Paul Nye. Second, Matt McClain. Third, Rick Ratchis. And of course, the former champion, the Spectre. Now I know there have been some smarts out there saying, what about Oak Lambert? What about Sam Gardner and Nettis? What about Mike Johnson? And what the heck ever happened to Billy Ray? And to be honest, I did think about those hardworking men and people. I thought about how much Nettis loves the Triple Extreme division and that Triple X title. I envisioned Mike Johnson strapping gold around his waist once again. And I vowed that Oak Lambert will also have his time in the sun as a Billy Ray. But folks, this decision that I'm about to make has to do with timing. So without further ado, I'm going to announce that our new WWE Heavyweight Champion will be...
What the hell is that?
Shut up!
What in the god dang? Hey, who said that? Show yourself, you cowardice jackal of a mother with one leg! That's right! Don't come out here! I thought so! Now, as I was saying, the new WWE champion is gonna be...
Shut up!
Come on, Batiste, spit it out before we explode! Tell us who is!
God dare you interrupt me when I'm talking! How dare you interrupt me when I got the mic in my head! This is my show! Who dares to speak to me like that? Who disrespects me? Who the hell?
Shut up!
Fans, I am not sure what's going on, but it sounds like someone is revving up a motor from somewhere within this building and interrupting Mr. Batiste to boot! My God, folks, I have an idea who this is, but if I've learned one thing, it's that nothing is ever what it appears to be here in WWA. Who could it be? You think Daryl Bazov is crazy enough to defy Mr. Batiste's suspension and show up here tonight in San Antonio?
That's right, rev your little engine. That's right, that's all you want. All talk and no dog bite. Now, as I was saying, the new WWA Heavyweight Champion is...
Shut up.
That's it. That's it, dang it. Whoever the hell it is better quit doing that right now. I'll dang you.
Good Lord Almighty, look at Mr. Batiste. He's red hot in there.
Daryl, if that's you, boy, don't hide in the back. If you have something to say to me, Daryl, say it face to face. Don't hide behind the revving of a motor. Come out here face to face, mano y mano. Let everybody here in WWA hear what you gotta say. But don't be a yellow-bellied coward and hide in the back. Get out here, Daryl, unless you're scared.
You've gotta be kidding me. Mr. Batiste is calling on Daryl Bazov, a suspended and fired Daryl Bazov. Hey, Batiste, you're going nuts. He's not here. You fired him last month. Folks, it looks like Mr. Batiste is still calling this intruder out. He is pacing back and forth in the ring. But who could it be? I know who Mr. Batiste thinks it is. I know who I think it is. But let's face facts. Daryl Bazov is fired. He's not coming out of the curtains. And you know what? If it's a guy who I think it is, he's going to understand why they call Mr. Batiste the most crazy person in this industry. Oh my gosh, I don't believe it. I knew it. It's the sadistic nut, the Spectre. It's the former WWE Heavyweight Champion. And oh my God, look at the Oval Trial lifting up towards the ceiling and down the ramp. Here comes Spectre in what looks like his own customized monster truck. Listen to this crowd. My God, it's deafening in here. Wait a minute. What the heck is Spectre? Spectre, no, don't do that. The fans are sitting there. Oh my God, into the crowd.
Batiste, how you doing? we haven't been properly introduced, but I am the Spectre.
Whoa! Spectre! More! What in the God holy hell did you do to your hair? Is that purple?
Seems to me that you did something last month at Grindr, which ended up costing me the WEWA title. Now, I'm sure while you're laying there on your ass, you recognize this vehicle that I drove in here.
I know what it is, Spectre! It's that same dang truck that was blocking my parking space at Grindr! I know what it is! I know!
That's right, but see, this vehicle is my truck. And last month at Grindr, it was you, Batee, who had my truck impounded while it was parked out back. And because you didn't ask around or assume this truck was not supposed to be at Grindr, you had it hauled away, and in essence, prevented me from creating one of the most shocking and unbelievable moments WEWA history! And because of that, it was you who ultimately cost me the WEWA heavyweight title!
What? Hey, but have you been smoking crack cocaine? Look, Ronald McDonald, I had no way of knowing that truck was yours, and I didn't mean to...
Shut up!
Shut up, you turd! Why, you little...
Wow, I don't believe it, but Spectre's really laying into Mr. Batee, and you know what? That might be a bad mistake on the part of Spectre. Spectre wants something, and I'm not sure what it is, but this is not the way to get it from the eWrestling.org owner. I'm sorry, Spectre, it's not.
Now, seeing as I couldn't make that shocking moment at Grindr, and seeing as I'm not one to break my promises, and seeing as I have my truck back, finally, I'll just create a shocking moment here tonight.
Well, what does the Spectre mean by that? The Inspector has just climbed back into the monster truck, and he has started it up, and oh no, he is, Spectre, you're not gonna do what I think you're gonna do. Oh my God, he is, folks. Spectre, don't be that crazy. My God, Spectre's taunting Batee, and he's thumping the ring with those massive wheels of the monster truck. Spectre is laughing, and look at that sick, sadistic smile come across his face, and Mr. Batee just bailed from the ring, and Spectre's telling him that he's gonna destroy the ring, and if he does that, we might not have a show here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa, Spectre, look, man, please, stop, dang it, don't do it. Look, if you destroy my ring, I have to give all these people back their money! Look, son, I'm sorry! Okay, it was an accident! I'm sorry! Come on, Spectre! No, I'll do anything! Don't destroy the ring, Spectre!
Well, the Spectre has turned off the monster truck, and it looks like he's gonna listen to Mr. Batee! And you know what? This could be a very interesting spot right here, because I don't know what the Spectre wants. What if he wants Mr. Batee to join his Kiss His Ass Club? Oh my God, that'll be interesting!
The big picture of my face on the front of the hood didn't clue you in that maybe, just maybe, it belonged to me?
Whoa, Spectre, hey, I thought it was a picture of Jack Craven's asshole!
Well, this crowd might be laughing, but I don't think the Spectre appreciated that comment one little bit.
I will not destroy your company piece by piece. If you can get some scaffolding material here tonight by the time my match with Todd Knight begins. That's right, Batee. I want scaffolding tonight in this arena.
Well, to me, it sounds like Spectre wants to try and change the stipulations of his match tonight with Todd Knight. What in the goddamn is that freak up to?
And, see, you may think that because you got rid of Daryl Bizarre, that your problems with certain wrestlers are over. But when it comes to me,
and getting on my bad side?
Your nightmare has only just begun.
Oh, hey, Spectre, Spectre! The person that I was going to award the WWE Heavyweight Championship belt tonight with? Well, that person, just in case you want to know, for later on tonight, is Todd Nightman Knight! So don't worry about the scaffolding, and I'll tell you what, boy, when you come out here, that match is going to be for the WWE Heavyweight Championship belt! And Spectre, before you back your ugly ass and that ugly ass truck out of my arena, just do one thing for me, boy, and that's enjoy the brutality!
Well, I'm in shock. Can you believe it? Mr. Batiste has just made Todd Nightmare Knight the brand new WWE Heavyweight Champion, and just as our owner promised, Todd Knight's first title defense will be against the Spectre, and good Lord Almighty, it's going to be held under scaffold match rules. We have to take a break, but when we return, it's going to be our opening bout that's going to pit newcomer Arthur Dexter Bradley against Mike Johnson and Matt Fury. We'll see you in a few. Hey, are those tire marks on my jacket?